Hi, and welcome back to The Matrix Fit Way. Today, we've got a special episode for you. I'm sitting here with Bilal Tariq, who is not only now the owner and head coach of Matrix Fit, but also the fittest man in Pakistan, officially. He's headed towards the CrossFit Games as a national champion, so we decided it's a good time to talk to him and get an update about how he feels about things, how he feels about the games, and what's happening at the box otherwise at CrossFit BNB. So Bilal, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Mo. Good to be back.
So, obviously this is a big deal. I mean, CrossFit changed the rules about a year ago or even less than a year ago. And now it's not just about, you know, the top people in the open. It's also about people winning sanctionals. It's also about national champions, which I think has been the biggest change and the biggest cause for celebration for a lot of us, you know, like, always wondered when we'd see our first Pakistani athletes going there, and you are now officially the first Pakistani male headed towards the CrossFit Games. How do you feel, man?
Yeah, no, like you said, so I think it was back in January or February, I think, when they changed these rules, and they announced that the national champions would now be invited to the CrossFit Games. And previously, for the past 2 years, I had been the national champion of Pakistan, but, like, you know, that was pretty much it after the open performance. And so I did have, it was very exciting news when it broke down, because I knew that I had a chance of kind of making it to the games. So since that kind of announcement, everything kind of amplified in terms of focusing on winning the open, in terms of training, in terms of programming, in terms of, like, the journey towards the open. And yes, like you said, so the results, kind of the work kind of paid off, and the result was that I won the open once again, thankfully. Feels, in terms of how it feels, I think until 2 days ago, when I got my visa approved, everything was a bit, you know, like, uncertain. So I wasn't completely, like, you know, accepting it that, okay, this is happening. But 2 days ago, alhamdulillah, you know, like, I got my visa approved. So that was kind of the last stage of me kind of making it really to the games, despite having the invitation already. And since the 2 days, it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of mixed emotions right now, because, like you said, there's a lot of responsibility on you now, being the first Pakistani to make it to the CrossFit Games, firstly. It's a huge responsibility for me to kind of, hopefully live up to the expectations that I have of myself, of my community, of everyone who might be following my journey. It's also extremely scary, because the kind of work that is required to perform at that level is extremely demanding. And the people at the end of the day, the athletes that show up to the games or will show up to the games, are the best in the world. And you will have to go against them in some form or the other, and that's all very intimidating. So the feelings are extremely, I don't know. There are days when I'm extremely excited, but then there are days when I'm really, really scared. You know, like, genuinely scared.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to be scared about, yeah, to be honest. It's just
100%. I don't think that it's a bad thing to be scared, because I feel like for me, at least personally, I treat fear or, like, you know, that uncertainty as motivation to kind of push harder in the gaps in my fitness and all of that, you know. But as the sport itself, it's unexpected. It's anything can be thrown at you. You can be asked to climb a mountain, or you can be asked to go swim in an ocean. So you have to be prepared in every aspect. And, you know, there's always that element of doubt that kind of overtakes you regardless of how much you're training, because you don't know what to expect.
what I loved hearing from you, I think we were having this conversation yesterday or the day before, was that this is not just I've made it to the games, I've qualified, I'm going on a vacation now, is that you are actually going to compete. And I loved hearing that, because there are athletes that, I mean, at least I've seen in the past, where it's just like, oh, I've made it to the games and now they're in cruise control, you know, it's just, it's chilling. But,
yeah.
Well, relatively speaking, I suppose,
yeah.
None of them are chilling,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
But it's good to hear that you're, I mean, you take that seriously. It's not just, hey, look, I was the fittest in Pakistan and whatever when I get to the games, so.
Yeah, so the thing is that, it's not like they announced it in January or February about these new rules and I was like, okay, you know, now I want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those who know me or who've known me for the past couple of years, you know, I've been doing this and I've been wanting to perform at an international stage, compete at an international stage for a very, very, very long time. This is not something that has just, you know, been a couple of months that I've aspired to do. So, like I said, there's a huge responsibility on me being the first from Pakistan to qualify and to go and step on that stage. And I have a lot of expectations out of myself. I have a lot of expectations out of myself when I'm training every day. And I know that I have a lot of expectations to compete and to perform at the stage that I've been invited to. So I made a post about it the other day on my Instagram page as well, that if qualifying for the games was my only objective, I would be at a beach right now chilling somewhere, right? Rather than being at work, at the gym, all day, every day, 6 days a week. If I was just going to participate, I don't need to do that. I can just go. You know, I've got the ticket, right? They won't stop me now. Regardless of how I do it, they will let me do it.
Can you sell your games ticket? Can
you
take it?
Yeah. I genuinely am not going to participate. I'm going to compete. How that stacks up against the others is beyond my control. It's what they bring to the table and what I bring. That is beyond my control. But I'm not going to go and just like half-ass it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, that's whatever. I'll just run at a slower pace or I'll not even attempt picking up that barbell because it's too heavy. No. Like, this is your chance. Like, fucking do it. Right? Like, make it hurt. So, yeah, no, 100%. I'm definitely excited to compete, not participate.
So, on that note, what do you think this means, your qualification and Mishka? She's the female qualifier. What do you think you guys' qualification, at least from your perspective, means for athletics in Pakistan in general?
Man, so here's the thing. I was talking to Farzad, one of our coaches, only the other day, and you know, I've had these discussions with my family as well, you know, like they're like of the same opinion. Oh, you know, you've made it to the game, that's a big achievement, you can just relax now, you know. No, I did not qualify, or I did not try to win the Open to qualify for the games for myself, right? It's not about me. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. And I've said it to, I believe, to all of you guys as my coaches and my team as well. And I think that is the mentality with which we coach our members and we kind of spend the days at our gym as well. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about me performing only. I am a reflection, or I will be a reflection of, the intention is to become a reflection of what is to come in the years ahead. The rules have changed. So every year, someone from Pakistan will have the opportunity to go and compete at this stage, right? Regardless of whether it's me or someone else. 10 years down the line, it's probably not going to be me, right?
Masters, bro.
Yeah, like maybe in the Masters, but in the individual men, maybe not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I want to, like I said, I want to go compete, not participate, is so that hopefully, you know, hopefully I'm able to inspire someone, right, who makes this plan that I did maybe 10 years ago, that I want to go compete internationally and I'm going to start preparing for it now, right? So it's like I said, it's not about me anymore. When you are titled the national champion, it's not about you anymore. You have to try to, at least I believe that, someone else might believe differently. You have a responsibility towards people looking at you, and you have to try to project or try to kind of give them or become some kind of symbol of hope for them to live better lives, to live healthier lives, not necessarily compete, but, you know, just perform better in life.
And it's like, you know, we can send people to the games, so why can't it be you? Why does it just have to be you all the time? What does it have to be, you know? And this year, if correct me if I'm wrong, there were more people that came out, right? There were more people that ran you close as well.
Yeah,
100%. So it was, I mean, you've been the fittest in Pakistan a couple of years in a row.
Yeah.
But this is the first year where I think people, it was close.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like I said, they changed the rules. So the kind of, especially for a country like Pakistan, the emphasis on the Open became a lot more than usual. Previously, if you did win the Open, like I did, and you didn't kind of cut above a certain level of athleticism to make it to regionals, that was it. You won the Open, like, whatever, you could, like, boast, talk about it on your Instagram that, hey, you were the fittest from Pakistan, but, like, that's all the validity that you got, and you got a certificate from CrossFit saying congratulations, right? That's it, end story. So you were an Open athlete. But because of the new rules, you saw people, you know, from Malaysia, you saw people from Dubai, you saw people from Bangkok, the US, Pakistanis with a Pakistani holder, passport holders, competing, right? Mishka Murad, the fittest female in Pakistan, she's in the US, right? So previously, these guys, that great athletes that kind of really pushed me to perform, made me nervous also, because you know the people that you have in Pakistan, because CrossFit community in Pakistan is very small. So I know 90% of the people showing up on the leaderboard, right? So I'm not saying that you're comfortable, but you know what the level is. But then there's some random person that shows up, you don't know what they're capable of, but they're coming in to win. Like, no one's coming, no one, I, this year, no one was playing around that, oh yeah, I'm just gonna, like, fucking do whatever I need to, right? Like, I'm just gonna play around with the Open. People were doing workouts twice, thrice. If they're saying no, they're lying.
I definitely didn't do any twice.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is that if you look at the top 10 people on the leaderboard, these guys weren't just doing it for fuck's sake, right? They were fucking doing it to win. They were doing 2-3 attempts to improve their scores. That is competitiveness. And if they say, no, we weren't doing it, that's a lie. Right? So I had to fight. It was tough.
So based on that, I mean, one of the things that you mentioned a few minutes ago, or maybe even a few seconds ago, was that you talked about the competitiveness. You talked about wanting to represent Pakistan while competing at the games, not just showing up for a free, or no, not even free, just showing up for a vacation or whatever. How has the transition been going? Because this is now actively happening and has been happening for the last few weeks.
Right.
Is you have gone from being gym owner, head coach, to being a more focused athlete. How has that been happening?
Right. So, I'm glad that you brought it up. So, since starting Matrix Fit, since starting CrossFit BNB, you know, one of the biggest kind of dilemmas that I've had in my head is whether I'm a coach or whether I'm an athlete, right? So previously, because it was just the Open where I wanted to kind of perform or compete properly, you know, before the Open, I would kind of focus a little bit more on training. But obviously, the priority was always like coaching and kind of private lessons, person training, and group classes. That was always the priority. It's not like the priority has changed, but my focus for at least these coming 2 months has shifted. At this moment, my priority and my focus is just training for the games. Whether it is training inside the gym or whether it's training outside the gym, all day, every day, the focus is training, right? The transition hasn't been easy. I love coaching. Like, I fucking miss it. Like, okay, like, I'm doing one class, which is the barbell club that we introduced. And I swear to God, all week I look forward to that class. It's just, you know, I just love coaching. But I'm extremely, extremely lucky and grateful because of, you know, the team that I have now, that the transition has been quite easy for me since the open ended, because all my team members, my coaches, you guys kind of made it easy for me. So you guys kind of understand that I cannot coach and train at the same time. So you guys stepped up without even me asking. So it made me feel a lot more confident going into or shifting my title from coach to an athlete at this moment. You know, it's May, almost May ending, June, and then July, or and then 1st August is the game. So, you know, like, since the Open ended, I think I took like a week kind of relaxed, but since then, you know, training has been extremely demanding, and I honestly do believe that you can't like coach three classes a day, group classes, and have personal training sessions and do your training as well. You'll burn out.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you right now, since I've picked up some of your classes and stuff as well, and, you know, I've been going through this, I've found that I went from being able to do like an hour to 90 minutes to even 2 hours if I wanted to on most days,
right,
to like, oh man, I've got 30 minutes to squeeze this in right now.
Yeah.
What do I do? Because you've got so many other things going on in your life as well. So
it's
cool, man.
So it's been a bit, I think I've been very lucky because in terms of like coaching the classes or keeping the classes ongoing, the team has easily kind of made that transition easy. What I'm still doing, obviously, is I need to kind of manage the business aspect of it, the admin stuff, the kind of all the other things business-wise. Those things I'm still kind of managing on my own, and it's okay because, you know, we're in that kind of phase where, you know, things can work smoothly. So I am focusing 100% on training at this moment.
And what about so the coaches are picking up more responsibility and stuff, but at the same time, what I think, you know, it's important that we talk about how all of our coaches have also been stepping up their game. It's not as simple as being a CrossFit level one anymore. 100%. Or like I used to be a gymnastics coach. I mean, we've all been up to things, trying to make sure that it's not just that we are the providers of CrossFit in Pakistan as the only affiliate right now, but also we are the home of elite fitness when it comes to whether that is fitness for your grandmother or that's fitness for you, you know, or like whoever that needs to be. So
yeah, so I think one of the things that I've always tried to kind of cultivate in the team and within our members, and kind of try to cultivate it in myself also as well on a daily basis, is your mindset. It should be a growth mindset, right? You should never, like, whether it's your training, whether it's your mental game, whether it's your nutrition, your lifestyle, whatever it is, you should always have a growth mindset towards it. And I'm very, very confident that the reason our team is doing such amazing work that they're doing, including all our coaches, is because they have that mindset. None of you guys are settling for the position that you're in. whether it's with your coaches or whether it's with the education that you have or your training, right? Everyone's trying to push their pace. Farzad, although he is a gymnast and he's done gymnastic courses, he's now taken up OPEX CCP just like you, right? So you've got CrossFit level one and your gymnastic certification, but you are also enrolled in the OPEX CCP course, which is, in my opinion, one of the best courses out there. You both have inspired me to get into that course once I'm done with my CrossFit games. Farhan is, he's done his level one, and I know that he's like, he's just a bookworm. He's just like,
yeah, man, he's just like, throw it at me, right? He's been like consuming books and
he's reading all the time. Although with a full-time business run of his family, he's like literally like always indulged in educational podcasts and like trying to figure out how to improve clients' relationships, etc. Habiba, again, CrossFit level one and gymnastics, and she's going to the US again with the intention to kind of do another course. She's figuring it out right now. You know, Zermina,
she's been doing all her stuff with, like, in particular with women's fitness
with
and
women's
pre
fitness,
and postnatal stuff.
So the thing is that, you know, for me, like I said, the transition hasn't been very difficult from kind of stepping away coaching and kind of letting the rest of the team kind of take over the responsibility of coaching what I was doing, whether it's my personal training clients that have come to you guys or my group classes. It's not like I'm not at the gym. I'm at the gym all day. But still, you know, like, I'm confident because I know that you guys are investing yourselves into the process of improving or into the process of what we're trying to do at Matrix Fit. So it becomes, for me, it's quite comfortable right now to, you know, just kind of not shut that space off, but like kind of like, you know, just put a little bit of like, just step away from it a little bit and concentrate when I'm training. Because a lot of times what happens is that you will see, you know, there's something that a lot of athletes and a lot of great coaches talk about, and we talk about it to our clients as well, is it being present in the moment,
mm-hmm.
right? Being present in the moment can be any moment, right? Right now, you and I are having a discussion. If you pick up your phone and start scribbling through a message or kind of going through your Instagram, you're not going to be present with what I'm saying, right? Just like that, if I'm not able to be present when I'm training, shit can go south very quickly, right? You cannot perform. You can probably not do this kind of work that you're required to do with the intensity that you're required to do if you're distracted, right? You can be injured quite easily because if I'm like worried about who's messaging me and who's calling me or who's liked my picture on Instagram rather than thinking about that fucking barbell that I got to lift, right? I'm not present in that moment. It's going to affect my training. So the coaches and the team has allowed me to be present for training. And that is immensely important to perform.
Yeah, no, and that's something I'm going to bring back. We're going to talk about that a little more, maybe
yeah.
in a future episode or whatever. But we are coming up on time for this podcast. I mean, thank you for taking time out of your super busy training schedule. You're there
yeah.
almost as much as me now.
I know, right? Yeah, almost as much.
You know, any parting words, any like inspiration that you'd like to leave the athletes, the what's called, and I guess just general people that, you know, of Pakistan,
yeah.
because this is where we're at right now. We've got people going, you know, for me, it's massively inspirational just to see this moment happen. You know, I wasn't sure when it would. I've even told you secretly, I hoped it would be me at some point, but I'm not, you know, I'll be honest, I wasn't willing to make those sacrifices.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see Pakistan at the games. So like, what do you want to tell people?
Yeah. So I want to say to everyone is, whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, it doesn't have to be to compete in a sport or, you know, what I've like in order for me to reach the CrossFit Games, whether it's the reaching the CrossFit Game, winning a local competition, doing great at school, whatever it is. Do not try to take shortcuts. Right? There are no shortcuts. You have to put in the work every day. Like, it just has to happen, right? You won't be able to go from step A to step D. You have to go through A. You have to go through A really well before moving on to step B. And then do B really well before moving on to C. Also, a lot of times, you may not even know that the journey that you're on or you're trying to do really well at something, what's the end result? Just like I never ever knew. If 2 years ago, if you asked me whether I'll make it to the CrossFit Games, I'd fucking laugh at you. I'd be like, what? Like, maybe to regionals, maybe, right? Were you saying CrossFit Games? Like, as a spectator? Okay, yeah, maybe. But as a competitor, no. So things can change. You know, there are things that are in your control, and then there are things that are outside of your control. The things that are outside of your control, do not sit worry about them. Things that are in your control, try to do them so well that no one else can try to take them away from you. Grind your ass off. Like, just, there's no shortcut. Like, just stick to the process. Just keep doing it. Try to make the most out of it. And don't be selfish. Pick up as many people as you can on the way, the right way, and take them with you, right? You don't have to hold their hands to take them with you. You just have to act as a guide. That's it. And if they have the motivation and the kind of resilience to get to where they need to get, they'll get the work done. You know, don't look at the glamorous life of an athlete or any successful person with all these sponsors and everything. Mate, I don't even have a sponsor right now in one of the games, right? So there's only...
Bilal Tarik is available for sponsorships.
Yeah.
Please message
yeah.
FitnessBT at
yeah.
Instagram.
No, I mean there's definitely now companies like Project Wellness that are kind of...
Yeah.
That are that have approached me for their sponsorships. But what I'm saying is that don't be chasing after...
Don't be
chasing things.
The sponsorship.
Yes.
Chase
these
the...
Are, these are...
That's so true. Like, I see, like, oh my God, I want to get sponsored by Progenix, bro. So let me, like...
These
yeah.
are... These things will... Our country right now is in that phase where these things aren't natural right now. People don't know that, oh, athletes need to be sponsored or they should be sponsored. We don't have companies that do that. Don't be chasing those things or don't look at them as validation. Use your work as validation. And all this rest of these glamorous things, they'll come if they have to. Right? So just as a parting note, like I said, stick to the process. Stick to the fucking process.
There you have it, guys. Stick to the process. Be present. Have a growth mindset. Tons of great nuggets in there, other than just celebrating the fact that Pakistan is sending its first athletes to the CrossFit
yeah.
Games this
and,
year.
And yeah, along with all of those nuggets, don't make it about you. If God has blessed you with an opportunity to make a difference, don't try to make it about you. Try to use that opportunity to make a difference for as many people that you can reach out to or influence, and that's the difference that you have to make.
Nice. All right, BT, where can people find you, watch you train those days?
So I'm pretty active on my Instagram pretty much. So, you know, you guys want to follow my road to the games, for example, you know, my journey, my training, kind of the process that I'm kind of living day in and day out, you know. FitnessBT is my Instagram handle. You can find me there if you guys have any questions. You know, if you guys want to kind of find out more about my journey, you know, hit me up.
And if you guys are interested in anything else, whether it's fitness, training, whatever it needs to be,
yeah.
you can find us at www.matrixfit.co or crossfitbnb.co. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot, BT.
Cheers, bro.
All right.
Pleasure being here.